Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Cabinet Committee on Security meeting at his residence in New Delhi over Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assures perpetrators of the attack will soon face loud and clear response. Union Home Minister Amit Shah takes first-hand account of security situation at attack site in Pahalgam, says country will not bend to terror. Government arranges special train and air facilities to assist stranded passengers in Jammu and Kashmir. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad were 123 for 5 against Mumbai Indians a short while ago. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security was held at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi over the terror attack at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, NSA Ajit Dobhal and others. During the meeting, the CCS took stock of the situation. External Affairs Ministry is expected to hold a press briefing shortly. Let's now go live to our correspondent for more updates. Suparna, please tell us what is the latest you have from the meeting.
Yes, Abhishek. The government is in action mode following the deadly attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi last night cut short his visit to Saudi Arabia and he landed in New Delhi early in the morning today. And immediately after
yes,
his arrival...
If I may Modi just interrupt you there, Suparna, the External Affairs Ministry is now holding a crucial press briefing in the national capital in the wake of the dastardly terror attack at Jammu and Kashmir in Pahalgam. We now take you live to the media briefing.
Briefed in detail on the terrorist attack on 22nd April 2025 in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 25 Indians and one Nepali citizen were killed. A number of others sustained injuries. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Strong expressions of support and solidarity have been received from many governments around the world, which have unequivocally condemned this terror attack. The CCS recorded its appreciation for such sentiments, which reflect zero tolerance for terrorism. In the briefing to the CCS, the cross-border linkages of the terrorist attack were brought out. It was noted that this attack came in the wake of the successful holding of the elections in the Union Territory and its steady progress towards economic growth and development. Recognizing the seriousness of this terrorist attack, the CCS decided upon the following measures. One, the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. Two, the integrated checkpost Attari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025. Three, Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC visa exemption scheme visas. Any SVAS visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVAS visa has 48 hours to leave India. Four, the defense, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defense, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. These posts in the respective High Commissions are deemed annulled. 5 support staff of the service advisors will also be withdrawn from both high commissions. 5, the overall strength of the high commissions will be brought down to 30 from the present 55 through further reductions to be effected by 1st May 2025. The CCS reviewed the overall security situation and directed all forces to maintain high vigil. It resolved that the perpetrators of this attack will be brought to justice and their sponsors held to account. As with the recent extradition of Tahawur Rana, India will be unrelenting in the pursuit of those who have committed acts of terror or conspired to hold them, to make them possible. Thank you very much.
That was the press briefing of the MEA on the aftermath of the terror attack. Well, moving on, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing the loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that this terrorist who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. Home Minister Amit Shah paid last respects to the deceased. He laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at the police control room in Srinagar. Mr. Shah said the country will not bend to terror and the culprits of this dastardly terror attack will not be spared. Kashmir Valley observed complete shutdown against the tourist killings in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, main markets and local industrial and manufacturing units remained closed. The public transport remained off the roads. The streets wore a deserted look. All private education institutions suspended their classwork today. 26 tourists were killed in yesterday's Pahalgam attack, while several were injured in the heinous attack. More from a correspondent.
Mr. Amit Shah visited Pahalgam to have first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Baisaran Forest area in Pahalgam. He also visited the injured people and inquired about their health condition at Government Medical College, Anantnag Hospital. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of 3 attackers. A special team of National Investigation Agency has already taken over charge of the investigation of the attack. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah has convened an all-party meeting at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Center in Srinagar tomorrow afternoon to discuss security and other developments following Pahalgam terror attack. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the perpetrators of the Pahalgam attack will soon face a loud and clear response. Addressing a memorial lecture on the Marshal of the Indian Air Force, Arjun Singh, in New Delhi, Mr. Singh reiterated India's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. He said government will leave no stone unturned to give a befitting reply to those responsible for Pahalgam attack.
मैं देशवासियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं घटना के मद्देनजर भारत सरकार वो हर कदम उठाएगी जो जरूरी और उपयुक्त होगा और हम सिर्फ उन लोगों तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने इस घटना को अंजाम दिया है हम उन तक भी पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने पर्दे के पीछे बैठकर हिंदुस्तान की सरजमी पर ऐसी नापाक हरकतों की साजिशें रची हैं भारत एक इतनी पुरानी सभ्यता और इतना बड़ा देश है जिसको ऐसे किसी भी आतंकी गतिविधियों से किसी भी सूरत में डराया नहीं जा सकता
In view of the terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam, the Indian Railways will run a one-way special train from Katra to New Delhi tonight to assist the stranded passengers and accommodate the extra rush. The train will originate from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station at 9 hours 20 minutes. Railways has also issued helpline numbers to facilitate the passengers. In view of the attack, 4 special flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai have been arranged today, with additional flights on standby for tourist evacuation as needed. Condolences continue to pour in from across the world over Pahalgam terror attack. World leaders have reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity and support to India. US Vice President J.D. Vance was on an official visit to India, along with his family, spoke to media in Agra, and expressed that the United States is ready to provide all assistance to India in its fight against terrorism.
I want to issue our condolences to the people of Kashmir who were affected by this terrible terrorist attack. The President's already spoken with Prime Minister Modi, and obviously we're providing whatever assistance and help we can provide to the government, to the people of India.
Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar also assured India of continued cooperation in the fight against terrorism.
These criminals always try to find new ways to intimidate us, but I'm also sure we'll be more determined and will invest more in fighting this phenomenon. I'm sure that the Indian government and the authorities here have much better intelligence about the situation in the transborder area and how to deal with this issue. We are going to concentrate in cooperation when it comes to methodology, when it comes to technology, when it comes to intelligence, and this is a very important work that we'll continue doing.
Afghanistan's Foreign Affairs Ministry said such acts threaten the security and stability of the region. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has started between terrorist and security forces in Tang Marg area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district. As per official sources, a search and cordon operation was launched by the security forces in the area after receiving inputs about the presence of terrorists. During the operation, the hiding terrorists fired upon the search party, triggering a gunfight. Further details are awaited. Punjab has sealed its border with Pakistan and a red alert has been sounded in the state in the aftermath of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Security at tourist places in the state has also been enhanced. Interacting with the media at Chandigarh after chairing a high-level meeting with police and civil officers today, Chief Minister Bhagwan Singh Mann said that the state is on a high vigil and an eagle eye has been kept against anti-national forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cancelled the program scheduled in Kanpur on April 24th in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, where 26 people were gunned down. The PMO said in a statement that in light of the recent terror attack that claimed a number of lives, including that of Shubham, a courageous young son of Kanpur, and keeping in mind the somber mood and sentiments of the people, the event has been cancelled. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will tomorrow visit Bihar. Mr. Modi will address Gram Sabhas nationwide from Madhubani on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day. The main function of the Prime Minister will be held at Bideshwar Sthan at Jhanjharpur, where he will dedicate infrastructure-related projects worth over 13,500 crore rupees. With these initiatives, rural regions of Bihar will benefit immensely through enhanced connectivity, services and economic opportunity. The Prime Minister will also confer special category National Panchayat Awards 2025 on the occasion in different categories. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address the function at 11 a.m. at the venue. The Prime Minister will launch several initiatives with flagging off the four new trains, including sophisticated and state-of-the-art Jayanagar Patna Namo Bharat Rapid Express and Seharsa LTT Mumbai Amrit Bharat Express train from Madhubani. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended over 0.5%, up fueled by strong rally in IT and auto sectors, following positive global cues and foreign fund inflows. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex climbed 521 points to close at 80,116. In IPL T20 cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 144 runs against Mumbai Indians. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Mumbai Indians had won the toss and opted to field. Currently, Mumbai Indians with 8 points are placed at 6th spot in the overall standings, while Sunrisers Hyderabad with 4 points hold the 9th place. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Cabinet Committee on Security meeting at his residence in New Delhi over Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assures perpetrators of the attack will soon face loud and clear response. Union Home Minister Amit Shah takes first-hand account of security situation at attack site in Pahalgam, says country will not bend to terror. Government arranges special train and air facilities to assist stranded passengers in Jammu and Kashmir. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad set a target of 144 runs against Mumbai Indians. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.